You're tuned into Arizona's number one home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Not with the intent to scare anyone, but just in the intent of educating everyone, we're talking about things in your home that may be dangerous you don't know about. We've covered asbestos. We've covered radon gas. Let me just touch on lead paint real quick, because that is one that probably is the highest degree of concern you need to be considering. If your home was built before 1978, there is a chance the paint used in your home does contain some amount of lead. And Jennifer, what do they call it when a horse chews on its wooden corral? Cribbing? Yeah, cribbing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If sometimes kids like to crib on the windowsill that they're, you know, their little...
They can pull up on it, and it's right there, and their mouth's right there. They'll chew on whatever's there.
And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. As a matter of fact, by federal law, when we remodeling contractors are looking at a home built prior to 1978, we must get the house tested for lead paint. And again, if you have it, it isn't anything you probably want to play around with. That is the one product that I would highly encourage you let a professional take care of it and get rid of it. So if you've got it and you've got a remodeling project coming up, take the time, make the effort, test for it, and get rid of it. Okay, lead paint. Let's take a call real quick. We're here in our final segment of Rosie on the House.
Going to Buckeye, Manuel. Good morning,
okay.
Sir.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. How about yourself?
Oh, fair to Midland.
Let's see if we can raise that needle up a little bit for you. What's your question?
Well, sir, I'm buying a home, and they're telling me that I should get a water softener. Now, would it be a good thing to get one or a bad thing? You know, is it better to get it or not to get it?
Well, I'll tell you, man, well, we lived in Arizona a lot of years without one, and then we ended up getting one, and I'm never going to live in a house without one. But I will tell you this. I'll give you fair warning. There isn't hardly an industry in Arizona that's filled with more bad, misleading marketing and advertising and snake oil salespersons than the water treatment industry. So you must be very, very careful. You specifically asked a softener. Will softening help my plumbing? Yes, it will. And there are a lot of products out there that will try to get you to believe you can soften water without sodium or potassium, and you cannot. Well, you can, but you can't.
You can't
economically do it, okay? Because then you're starting to talk about macro filters and additional layers of very expensive whole house filters. Water softening, we believe, and we're converts to it. We weren't always fans of it, but now that we're fans of it, we're big fans of it. But please, wherever you're listening to me in Arizona right now, if you're water treatment shopping, please go to our website. Those are the safest. We've blind shopped these people. We've tested them about their knowledge behind the scenes without them knowing it. We've studied their long-term standing relationship with the community and their customers in Arizona. For your area out there in Buckeye, it's going to be a company called All About Water with the Eco Water equipment that we really like, or it's going to be Water Treatment Technologies. Those are the only two water treatment companies in Maricopa County that are Rosie certified, and we've got the whole state covered. Down in Tucson, we've got Culligan Water that's been doing it down there for 40 years, and up in Sedona and northern Arizona, both Coconino and Yavapai County, we've got Northern Arizona Water Quality. So please, please be careful. I can't tell y'all how much money is wasted. If you're shopping for water treatment, you know, it's the weekend for the home show, right? Home and Garden Show. It's out the Arizona State Fairgrounds this weekend. I'll bet you there's going to be 15 or 20 water treatment companies out there. And if you're standing there talking to them, and the first thing they start talking about is the hazards of drinking water and how acidic it is and how it's going to waste away the plumbing of your guts from the inside out and how they can treat this and solve this salt-free, little red beacons and flares and lights need to be going off inside your head. Okay.
Third party certification on the equipment is critical.
Oh man.
Approval and seal of approval from the Water Quality Association is critical.
Absolutely critical. If their equipment isn't Water Quality Association certified, don't walk away. Run away.
And trust me, I know a lot of people keep thinking, you know, we've got this new product here, this new product there, this new product here, this, that, this. If they were real, there isn't one of those companies that Rosie just mentioned that wouldn't be installing them now.
Oh, man. It's one of those industries that really are just very, very rich, full of people that are giving a lot of misleading information, and it should be a big, big shame on them. If I were king for a day, they'd all be shut down out of business. I'm proud to say that in conjunction with the Register of Contractors and the Attorney General in the past, we have certainly shut down one or two, shuttered them, or made them reconsider the advertising lingo and verbiage that they're using. So, with that said, we're wrapping up another edition, 3 hours of Rosie Allen in the House here on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. If you need us during the week, you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. And if you've been encouraged or emboldened or blessed in the last 3 hours, do the Romeros and everyone at Rosie Allen in the House a favor. Pay it forward this week. Until